of him, if you please. Thank you.
everybody. We have a little fire alarm going on here right now. That's what the buzz you hear in the background. That's not part of the music.
Okay, everybody has to slowly file to the door immediately. It's a law, and everybody's going to get a lot of...
Thank you.
We have to be cool, because if the fire alarm goes off again, everybody's got to leave
for the night.
So just be cool about whatever it was that set it off.
If not so many people smoked, smoke outside. That's a good suggestion.
That would be cool.
Anyway, here's one for all the hardworking guys who came to put off the fire alarm.
Hey, Trey.
Okay, this is for
all the guys who had to come out here tonight to turn off the fire alarm. Thank you.
Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Oh, let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Oh, let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Paul Languedoc.
I don't know about you, but I came during that one.
Paul Languedoc, John Fishman, requests your duct tape.
Okay. At this moment in time, we're leaving this room. This room is lifting up, and you're going to imagine that you're traveling and you're on your way to Gamehenge. Okay? And we're landing in the outskirts of Gamehenge, way on the outskirts of town, and there's this carnival going on. It's kind of a bizarre, twisted carnival with all these weird people walking around. And off in the corner of the carnival, there's this little girl who's walking to the thing. It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His lips stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean. Tried in vain to pacify the mob. Quibble grew too fat to wrangle, then to brawl. The frenzied congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty puppet snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance and out into the rainstorm where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder and her skirt began to billow until finally her feet began to lift. She rose above the houses and the people and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air, with the earth far below them. She'd tumble and dive through the clouds. in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil men who rob and pillage in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her rump. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. Wandered through the streets, along the chilly lake that lay beside the town. At last a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.
Susan, 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 Sus
useful as a slot machine. Pays off once in a while, but then she robs you clean. She's always afraid that she's not sure what she's worth. She's out of her mind, and she's not a miser. The woman walks the streets like she's the queen of the town. Doesn't talk very much, she's very profound. Little Susie Greenberg, always playing her game. But today I bet she's probably forgotten my name.
Take this piece of paper,
slice your nipple.
up the mountain, baby, where the people come to pray. Come from top the mountain, baby, where the people come to pray. There ain't no truth in action unless you believe in it anyway. I was riding down the road one day, someone in a possum. Riding down the road one day, someone in a possum. The road was his and his hours arose today. Thank you.
monitor feedback.
To the shores of the Baltic Sea, the teeth of time have stowed the rhyme of how things should be. My cave, my house, my turning wheel, my little docking pump, the march of Colonel Forbin and his fleet hound called McGruff. This work dog has collected in my sink. I tie my nose with spandex hose before I get a drink. We lie on frozen warthog with its poison in our minds, while the birds that spot our children are encased in orange rind. Seasons are the reasons people and their clans have stole the famous mockingbird with glue and rubber bands. They writhe and cry in agony as Rutherford the Brave chokes Tila and the unit monster managing to save the spotted striper's multi-beast, and thereby she is brave. I'd like to get his autograph, but he looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much. 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 Thank you.
David Bowie.
Thanks. We're going to take a short break.
Shortly after our brief hiatus, we will return with some more tunes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Divided time. James Gang. You gotta like him. You have to. It's the law. Thank you.
Thank you. To the lip and watch the big core crack and glow. In the evening, I'll do my belt, split open and melt. I wake up on my stomach with my face between my hands, then crawl along the floor towards the doorway. Jumping to my feet, I try to pull myself together, but I feel it in my knees, and the room begins to spin, and I slip and bump my head and raise a welt, split open and melt. Thank you. steam dream and plunge below the waterline. Down, 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 between me to the gloom.
Corridor, I came upon an aging knight who leaned against the wall in gnarly armor. He was on his way to see the king.
Wilson.
He led me to the streets of Prussia talking as he tried to crush a bug that scurried underneath his boot heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a bubbly spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. Said, I come from the land of doom. Said, I come from the land of gamers. From the land of the big baboon. But I never had the going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have died. 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 That the lizards were a race of people practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save the people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the Helping Friendly Book. In all of Prussia, only one existed, and Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. From the land of the big baboon. But I'm never ever going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have died. 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 The Helping Friendly Book, it seemed, possessed the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon. We saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. But saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had thunk. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons. From the land of the big baboon. But I never had going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have.
No, I don't know.
I'm staring at the Wicca Paw Groove. Gotta share my groove with you.
Groove. The waking up the Wicca Paw Groove ending.
Ladies and gentlemen, Moses Brown, DeWitt and Heaps.
this is Sid Barrett wrote this song. We have to remember this and everything. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning. Love you, want funny love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening. Oh, you dig, you had to smile for an hour, so if we in love like I think we'd be. In a long run, it took ages to think, I think I'll hurl it in the water, baby. Honey, love you, honey, love the honey, funny, sunny morning. Love me more funny love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, seen you looking good the other evening. To put it all around, it's just good, I like it. Hey, 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 suppose sometime that day would be swinging along over across to me. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning. Love you more funny love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening.
Play that horn, play that horn.
Well, Sounds to me like...
That's what we're going to play.
Sounds to me like the song you want to hear begins with an oom-pa-pa. This is called
oom-pa-pa.
Whipping pa. Whipping pa-pa.
Whip-pa-pa.
Whip-pa-pa. Whip-pa-pa.
Whip-pa-pa.
Yes, whip-pa-pa. Okay, here it comes. Whip-pa-pa. We hope that you'll help us out with the hand gestures on this one, as always, when we sing whip-pa-post. Whip-pa-post. When we say whip-pa-post,
we mean it.
You put your hands out like that. And then when we say whip-pa-pa, you put your hands in like this. And then when we say hoom-pa-pa, you put your hands over like that. And then when we say hoom-pa-post, you put your hands like that. Like that. Okay, ready?
Oom-pa-pa, 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 oom-pa-pa. Birthday fudge, swamp knife, full nail. Walking under me and Apua, we couldn't camp you up. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo, me and Apua, we couldn't camp you up. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. A stone jack, bitter toothless flesh, shabby pimple chin slime,
evil milky rash,
me and Hapua, spastic dead-eyed hound, oozing dreadlock skullcap, we're coming to your town,
we'll help you party down,
me and Hapua, we couldn't get you up, it happens all the time, we beat Okibo. Once upon a time, there was a dog named Harpua. Dog was an especially mean, grumpy, ugly bulldog. Not like my dog, who is a nice little golden retriever. But true story, did you know that last week my dog was shot in the ass by some obnoxious person?
Not funny. Not funny.
It's true. It's not supposed to be funny. Anyway, Harpua was never shot in the ass. But he was a mean, horrible... bulldog.
They can say that
so one day,
Harpua. He was never shot in the ass. That's one thing you say that.
Harpua was never shot in the ass. So one day, Harpua was walking along with his non-shot ass waggling in the air towards town. And as he walked into town, he slowly neared the neighborhood that Jimmy lived in. And Jimmy, in the meantime, was sitting on his non-shot ass in front of the TV in his house, slowly petting
the non-shot ass of his cat. His cat was a special cat. His cat laid on the ground in front of the TV with his non-shot ass in the air. And this was no normal non-shot ass. This was a special non-shot ass. This was a beautiful, white, non-shot, non-bloody ass.
Let's hear it for non-shot ass!
Harpua walking down the street, and it's all of a sudden it occurs to Jimmy's cat that maybe the cat is time for a walk. So Jimmy opens up the door and lets the cat out, and the cat walks into the street and goes down the street a few steps when suddenly the cat comes face to face with Harpua. And Harpua looks at the cat, and a shock of recognition comes over his ugly bulldog face. Harpua looked at the cat in front of him and he said to himself,
holy shit.
Just stay there. He said to himself, oh my God, it's no ordinary cat. Why, this is the special cat. This cat is the one and only. Why, it's the one and only. Poster Nutbag and knew, my My God, he said to himself, my God, I'm going to eat this cat right now. So anyway, well, there was going to be a nasty fight, and Harpua let out a low growl. Suddenly, Poster Nutbag coiled his body into a deadly arch. The fight was about to begin, and Harpua let a hungry drop of saliva drip onto the cement below. Look! The storm's gone!
Jimmy?
Yes, Dad?
Jimmy, I have bad news for you.
What is it, Dad?
It's your cat, Poster.
You mean Poster Nutbag?
Your cat died!
Oh my God! My God! My God!
His God!
Poster is dead!
Poster is dead! My God!
Poster is dead!
How about a goldfish?
I don't want a goldfish.
How about a goldfish?
I don't want a goldfish.
How about a goldfish?
I don't want a goldfish. I want a dog.
And it needs lubrication each day. There's a dog in the station contemplating rotation as a form of recreation and play. A dog. With a bad reputation, it's a sign of the nation's decay. But a dog in the station doesn't need a vacation as the people rush by dressed in gray.